This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on intimate partner violence during pregnancy, waterborne disease outbreaks linked to splash pads, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, a CDC study finds that 1 in 20 women surveyed experienced intimate partner violence during pregnancy. Second, a CDC report on waterborne disease outbreaks linked to splash pads highlights ways to stay healthy while kids play. Third, overdose deaths overall and with illegally made fentanyls started to decline in late 2023. Overdose deaths with carfentanil increased sharply, but remain rare. Last, CDC's vaccination recommendations for hepatitis B were updated to include an additional vaccine option during pregnancy. Welcome, I'm Charlotte Kent, Editor-in-Chief of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the week of December 2nd. Intimate partner violence during pregnancy is a preventable cause of injury and death. It has negative short and long-term impacts for pregnant women, infants, and families. Increasing awareness about the negative impacts of it during pregnancy and implementing effective prevention strategies is important to support maternal and infant health. In our first report, CDC examined pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system data in 9 U.S. jurisdictions from 2016 through 2022 to better understand experiences of intimate partner violence during pregnancy and associations with initiation of prenatal care, certain health conditions during pregnancy, substance use during pregnancy, and infant birth outcomes. Experiencing intimate partner violence during pregnancy was associated with delaying or not getting prenatal care, depression during pregnancy, and cigarette smoking, alcohol use, marijuana use, and/or illicit substance use during pregnancy. It also was associated with giving birth to an infant with low birth weight. Emotional intimate partner violence was most common, followed by physical and sexual intimate partner violence. Clinicians can provide all patients with education and information about community resources. They also can conduct recommended intimate partner violence screening, which is a covered preventive service provided at no cost to patients. If patients are experiencing this violence, they can be connected to support services. State and local officials can use CDC's prevention resources for action to prevent intimate partner violence. People who need help can contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline 24/7 at 1-800-799-SAFE or text 88788. Splash pads are recreational, interactive water venues that spray or jet water on users. They are intended for children younger than 5 to play in. Splash pads were first found to be associated with waterborne disease outbreaks in 1997. In our second report, investigators examined data reported to CDC's Waterborne Disease Outbreak and Surveillance System and the National Outbreak Reporting System during 1997 through 2022, the most recent year for which data are available. CDC summarized waterborne disease outbreaks associated with splash pads. 2/3 of waterborne disease outbreaks associated with splash pads were linked to Cryptosporidium. Outbreaks linked to Cryptosporidium resulted in 91% of cases and 81% of hospitalizations. The most frequently reported factors associated with these outbreaks included children going in splash pads when sick with diarrhea or accidentally pooping or vomiting in the water. Cryptosporidium is tolerant to chlorine, thus chlorine use is not an adequate prevention strategy. Instead, better adherence to recommended disease prevention behaviors could help prevent splash pad-associated outbreaks. Public health officials and the aquatic sector can collaborate to voluntarily adopt CDC's Model Aquatic Health Code recommendations to prevent waterborne illness associated with splash pads. Caregivers of young children should follow CDC recommendations for preventing the spread of germs at splash pads, including keeping children out of the water if sick with diarrhea, taking children to use the bathroom often, and making sure children do not sit or stand on the jets. Illegally made fentanyls have been driving the drug overdose epidemic in the United States since 2013. Local reports indicate that carfentanil, a synthetic opioid 100 times more potent than fentanyl, has reemerged in the U.S. drug supply. In our third report, investigators examined data from CDC's State Unintentional Drug Overdose Reporting System to describe trends in overdose deaths overall and with illegally made fentanyls and carfentanil detected. Drug overdose deaths overall and with illegally made fentanyls started to decline in the second half of 2023. Decline started earlier in the Northeast, Midwest, and South. In the West, deaths continued to increase until late 2023. Overdose deaths with carfentanil sharply increased in the second half of 2023 and into 2024, but remain rare. Deaths with carfentanil were reported in 37 states. Public health professionals and community-based organizations can enhance education and overdose prevention efforts to address the widespread presence and risks of illegally made fentanyls and other potent opioids, including carfentanil. The following actions could result in continued decreases in overdose deaths: increasing access to community resources, including naloxone distribution, educating on how to recognize an overdose, increasing access to and retention in effective treatment for substance use disorders, such as medications for opioid use disorder, and preventing drug use initiation. Most people living with hepatitis B do not know they have the virus and are at risk for life-threatening liver disease, cancer, and unknowingly transmitting the virus to others. Fortunately, safe and effective vaccines to prevent hepatitis B have been around for more than four decades. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommends universal hepatitis B vaccination for adults 19 to 59, including during pregnancy. In our last report this week, the U.S. FDA approved updates to the package insert for the two-dose HEPLISAV-B vaccine after reviewing new data. They found there is no increased risk above background for adverse pregnancy or birth outcomes associated with receipt of the vaccine just before conception or during pregnancy. CDC has updated its hepatitis B vaccination recommendations to make HEPLISAV-B a fourth vaccine option during pregnancy. Healthcare providers can now vaccinate pregnant patients needing hepatitis B vaccination with one of the following vaccines: Injurex-B, HEPLISAV-B, Recombivax HB, or Twinrix. That's all for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.